Yehod Naf Mem Aleph, Haman Aleph in the middle. Well, again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh. If you have a Tainus that comes out on Erev Shabbos, do you have to finish the Tainus till the Tzeis Kechavim, or at least till Kabbalah Shabbos? Or else the Shiloh ain't Mashlimim. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to fast Mamash until Shabbos. It's a bizoyin to come into Shabbos when you're still hungry. So you have to eat before Shabbos. And that's why a little bit, not like I learned yesterday. As on the Tzatis say, Eim Mashlimim is a pshat, you have to eat on the day of the Tainus. It's on Friday. Like, I don't know exactly what time. The whole point of before Shabbos starts, you have to eat on Friday. On the Tzatis say, Mashlimim means no. You're allowed to fast the whole Friday until it comes Shabbos. Now, when is it called Shabbos comes? So this is the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you have to mamish wait until Tzeis Kechavim. And some Rishonim learn, no, as soon as you mekabel Shabbos, that's enough. Like, let's say you mekabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, even though it's before Shkia, still you don't have to fast anymore. But we're in the middle of the Shaila. Are you allowed to be mashlim or not? If you mekabel upon yourself a tainus Friday, or else Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, or else Asar B'Tavis comes out on Friday, what's the lochem? Are you allowed to fast the whole day, mamish, until Shabbos? Or you do B'davka have to eat beforehand, today when you come into Shabbos, you're not Muna. Yeah. So we have before of Yomu, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi was the one that said, Mashlimim, you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to fast the whole day. For the Gemara and me, Abdin and Rabbi Yosi, do we do like Rabbi Yosi to say what you're allowed to fast the whole day? Or Reminu have a kasha. Ein goizrim tainis al ha-tzibur b'rosh chadoshim. We don't make a tainis on the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, hu adin b'chanukah or b'purim. You don't make tainis on these days. Let's say the tzibah started to fast beforehand, and they were geyser to fast for 30 days, and now punkt it came out at the end of the 30 days is Chanukah. Then the locher is emafsikin. You don't have to stop. You're allowed to fast. Adi has started to fast beforehand. You're allowed to continue fasting even though it comes into Purim and into Chanukah. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Af al pi shomer Rabbi Gamliel, ein mafsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel holds, Ein Mafsikin means you do not stop. Because if you started your 30 days of fasting before Chanukah, you're allowed to continue fasting even during Chanukah. Of a moida hoyu shein mashlimim. But his moida, you don't have to finish the tainus. You don't have to fast the whole day. About these days like a Yom Tif, it's a Chanukah, a Purim. So even though you're allowed to fast now because you started to fast beforehand, but these days are zicha ein mashlimim. You don't fast the whole day, nor you're allowed to eat beforehand, before the end of the day. V'chein v'tisha b'av shechal lios erev Shabbos. The same thing when Tisha B'Av comes out on erev Shabbos, it's the same halacha. So what did ein mashlimim? You don't have to finish. So this is what Rav Meir said over. So let's see Rashi.
Yeah.
Now the Iker is you're not allowed to finish fasting so that before Shabbos started you have to eat. That you come into Shabbos you're not fasting, you're not Muna. How much before doesn't say Chlor? You're right, B'chur b'yeftach hatzayis, you'll be allowed to start eating to prepare yourself for Shabbos. So Rashi learns, V'yemetchilu she'etchilu l'sanois chof v'lam medyoin. You start to fast first 30 or 20 days. V'nichnesu b'hen yimei Chanukah. Oy Rosh Chodesh. Is Alocha, you're allowed to continue fasting. And Rav Meir says now, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to fast on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh of Hashem Mashlimim. So Drashi, Tainis b'Chanukah of Rosh Chodesh l'sanes kol hayom. You're not allowed to fast the whole day. You have to, like Vaisas, only have a half a day. After Chatzos, at least before Shkia, you're supposed to eat. And he says, V'chein b'tisha b'av shechal b'era Shabbos. Nami yei mashlimim. Also, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. You have to eat beforehand. So this is the kasha. How do you say before Ula said, Halachas Kareb Yosi, that Reb Yosi said, you are allowed to fast the whole Friday, even though you're coming into Shabbos hungry. We hope we do like Rabbi Gamliel. And Reb Meir says that according to Rabbi Gamliel, when a tainus comes out on Erev Shabbos, is it din Eimashlimim. You're not allowed to fast the whole day. You have to stop before Shabbos, today not to come into Shabbos when you're hungry. So more of a Tanya we learned. After Rabbi Gamliel was Nifta, Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua lohofres dvorav. Rabbi Yeshua came in to change around his dvorav. He wanted to change the halacha. Mashmi, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could finish the whole day of Tainis. The drash levatlas dvorav, v'leim mashlimim. Has Rabbi Yeshua holds, you are allowed to finish the whole day on Tainis. Friday, if you're fasting on Friday, you could fast the whole day into Shabbos. Is Omag Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri got up, Araglav on his feet, the Yomer, and he said, Chazia no, I see, the Bosa Reisha Gufozel, that our body goes after our heads. So Rashi learns, in other words, Rashi, Chazia no, the Bosa Reisha Gufozel, Royani, Vedino Vadash, Etzricha Mono Laholech Acha Divri Harishonim. We have to go after the Divri Harishonim, what the Friedika said. That's the Pshat, our goof should go after our head. Our head means the people that are ahead of us from the door before. That we have to go after Rabbi Gamliel. Hey, how could you, Rabbi Yeshua, want to change the din? No, we have to go after what Rabbi Gamliel held. What the halacha of the Gemara says, Kol yomav shor Rabbi Gamliel, kovano halacha kamoisai. It's all the time when Gamliel was alive, we paskin like him. To say what? That ain't mashlimim. You're not allowed to finish your fasting on Friday. You have to eat before Shabbos. And now you want to come Yeshua and be Mavato the Divra of Gamliel. Has Yeshua ain't Shemim Lechu. We're not going to listen to you, Rabbi Yeshua. Shekva nikvo halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Because we already passed in halachas like Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri said. V'loihoye odom shiro bedorva klum. And nobody argued on him at all. Bedorva shiro. So Chur is Akasha. How could Ula say that Loch is like Rabbi Yossi, that you are allowed to be Mashlim, and here at Samashma we passed and call like Rabbi Gamliel, to say the din is ain't Mashlimim. You're not allowed to finish the Tainus on Friday. And the Gemara, the Dorish of Rabbi Gamliel, of it from Gamliel, stack it true. Kozim on Rabbi Gamliel was alive, they passed in and did like him, that nobody fasted a whole Friday. If a Tainus came out on Friday, they ate before Shabbos. Of a bedoyrish or Rabbi Yosi, but in the next door already, in Rabbi Yosi's door, is of it Rabbi Yosi. They did like Rabbi Yosi that he held, you are allowed to be mashlim. So Drashi bedoyrish or Rabbi Yosi, they have a boster hochi, was years later, is shavkul lud Rabbi Gamliel, they left over the psach from Rabbi Gamliel, they kovel aloha Rabbi Yosi the mutter. They pass you now that din is like Rabbi Yosi, that you are allowed to be mashlim your tainus, if you want to. Rabbi Gemara, over Rabbi Gamliel, is it true that in Gamliel's times, everybody passing like Rabbi Gamliel, that the din is if you're fasting on Friday, you're not allowed to finish your tainis? Is that true? For Tanya, we learned the Gemara in tainis. Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Ani ha'yisei mebnei Sana ben Yamin. I was from the family of Sana ben Yamin. And the Rashi brings down the matzah was, they had the 10th day of Av was a yomta for them. Because that was their malacha to take care of the Eitzim for the Karbonis. They used to prepare the Eitzim. And they took care of it on the 10th day of Av. Asi Rashi. Mibnei Sanov, Bnei Ben Binyamin. Mishpacha Hoya, Mishavet Binyamin. Shenofolehem Goro, Le Karbon Eitzim. They used to take care of the Karbon of bringing Eitzim, bringing wood to the Mizbeach. The Yud Ba'av, in the 10th day of Av, that was their day to bring these Karbonis, to bring the wood. Bimei Ezra. The Yom Tiv Hoyelhem, Liyerlem. Has every Yud Ba'av, it was a Yom Tiv for them. Could it not in the paragraph for the Tainus? The Gemara says in Tainus, that for this Mishpacha, since they brought the wood on Yud Ba'av, it was a Yom Tiv for them. Now what happened here? So the Gemara, Pamachas, one time, Chal Tisha B'Av, Lias B'Shabbos. It came out that Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. The Halacha is we don't fast on Shabbos. What then? V'Davchinu Liachar HaShabbos. We were Deicha Tisha B'Av to Yud B'Av on a Sunday. Now the Meister for this Mishpacha, it's their Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov Yud B'Av. So the Meister was, V'saninu Boi, V'lo Yishlam Nuhu. We fasted Taka on Yud B'Av, because Tisha B'Av was a Nidche, but we didn't finish it. We didn't finish the Tainus. We ate before Shkia. Why? Mifnei She Yom Tov Shalonu Hoya. Because it was our Yom Tov. That's why we didn't fast the whole Yud B'Av. So Mar is making the Diik now. Taima the Yom Tov. Why didn't they fast? Why weren't they mashed on the Tainis? Because it was Mamashi Yom Tov. Yud Ba'av for them was a Yom Tov. So it's a Diyuk. Her Erev Yom Tov, Mashma, if the Tainis comes out on an Erev Yom Tov, then the din should be Mashlimim. Then you do finish the whole Tainis. And even though these people, Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik wasn't the times of Rav Gamliel. So you see, even the times of Rav Gamliel, when a Tainus comes out on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to be Mashlim. Only here, where the Tainus came out Mamash on Yud Bov, on their Yom Tov, that's why they didn't finish fasting. But I call upon him, it's a kasha. How could you say everybody was noig like Rav Gamliel? And the Gemara does no stira. Om Ravina, Shani Yom Tov Shal Devrayim, that Miteich Shemisan in Boi Shoyis, Mashlim Boi Arvis. This yomtiv on Yud Ba'ov, it wasn't the yomtiv midiraisa. Sam, this mishpacha was nagi yomtiv because that was the day they brought their korban of etzim. They brought the wood to the mizbech, so they made it like a yomtiv midirabonin. So yomtiv midirabonin, miteich shemistanim boy shoyis. If somebody wants to, he could fast a half a day. On a yomtiv midirabonin, you're allowed to fast a half a day. So since you're allowed to fast the whole day, memela mashlim boy. Therefore, you're allowed to finish it also. Mashlim boy arvis. You could finish it off at night if you want to. How are we going here? Shidavei mitzvah shmesanim b'shoyis mashlim boy arvis. Mashen ken Shabbos hoyil v'yei mesanim b'shoyis a mashlim boy arvis. In other words, when the Yom Tov Yud Bav. We're saying now that on Yud Bav Gufa they weren't mashlim. Why? Because it was a Yom Tov. A mashlim on the Erev Yom Tov, that the Tainus would come out the day before that on the Erev Yom Tov, they would be mashlim. The Torah says on a Yom Tov midirabonon yavadi your mashlim the day before. Arvis means the night before of their Yom Tov, you fast the whole day. Mamash until the night time, because it's only a Yom Tov midirabonon. Mehenaraya, you see, you're allowed to fast half a day on a yontif midrabonin. You could have a tiny shoyis, a half a day. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that you're not even allowed to fast half a day, there's no tiny shoyis on Shabbos. Mel the dinish, you can't fast even Arvis. That means Erev Shabbos. If a tainus comes out on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to finish the tainus until Erev, until Shabbos Mamish. Because then it comes out, you're fasting on Shabbos. So Mel, there's no stira. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel Avada, that on a regular Erev Shabbos, if you're fasting, you can't fast until the night. That's considered you're fasting at the beginning of Shabbos. It's also to fast on Shabbos. So in such a case, you have to eat before Shabbos starts. That's when Erev Shabbos is the tainus, or regular Erev Yom Tov. Here the mice was only Yom Tov midrabbanan. A Yom Tov midrabbanan here were mekel. So mele on the Yom Tov itself, they weren't mashlim the tainus. When Tisha B'Av was a Nidcha, and they had a fast on Yud B'Av, they didn't finish Tol Tainus. But a regular Erev Tainus, a regular Erev Yom Tov, where the Yom Tov is only Midrabbanan and Abadi, you could be Mashlim. So now there's no Stira.
I think the next
Asor
B'Tevis is Friday.
Hmm?
The next Asor B'Tevis is Friday. So we need that Shabbos for Shabbos should be times.
Right. We'll see how we pass him. We'll see how we pass him. Rashi, Shani Yom Tov Rabbonin, Kogain Hai Korban Eitzim, Hoyel Vakalhu, it's a Kaldik Yom Tov, Shemisanim Boyle Shois. If you want, you could fast here for a day. Kidektoni, Visaninu Boy, we fasted. Lefikach Mashlim Boy Arvis. Kloima, what does that mean? Mutala Hashlim Erev Oysa Yom Tov. The Erev of that Yom Tov, the day before, if you fast, you could fast the whole day, Mamash, until the night time. And you can come into this Yom Tov even though you're hungry. Even on the Ikar of the Yom Tov, you could fast half the day. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast even half a day. Shabbos is also to fast. Is the Mela could be also Namila Hashlim by Arvis, Shemashlim Era Shabbos, Mistana Bemiksa Shabbos. If somebody fasts on Friday and it continues the fasting mamash until Shabbos, so at the beginning of Shabbos you're still fasting. Come to say if you're fasting a little bit on Shabbos, that you're not supposed to. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the din is ain mashlimin. You're not allowed to finish your tainus on Friday. Your bedavka have to eat before the beginning of Shabbos. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Yeah, alright, it's still different. You're Messiah though. So you're fasting from the day before, you're hungry. So you're coming into Shabbos panic, hungry, that's not nice. Avad, if you're eating an atmosphere, you don't have to eat the whole day, because that's normal. But here it's not normal. Here you're fasting before, your mom is starving, you're hungry. So that's not nice to be in that matzav on Shabbos.
no tainus can be the Erev Shabbos except the Sod of Erev.
That's Lamaisa now, but Zman HaGemara, there could be other tainus and also. Right. Omar Rav Yosef Loi Shmili Hoshmaita. Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear this halacha. Omar Lai Abaya, Abaya told him, Ato Matan Alon, you yourself taught it to us. The Yehoah Matan Alon, and on this, you taught it to us. So Rashi learns that Loi Shmili Hashmaz Rashi, the Kova Ula Liel Halacha Rav Yosef. Hey, Rav Yosef said, he didn't hear what Ula said, that halacha is like Rav Yosef, that you are allowed to be Mashlim. So Frekt Abaya, Abaya was his Talmud, Rashi Ato Matan Alon, Rav Yosef Cholov Ashokach Talmudai. Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning. And Abaya, which was his Talmud, used to remind him what you said. And he told him, you Gufa told us the same halacha, that the halacha is mashlimim. You are allowed to finish a whole Friday in fasting. And where'd you learn it? Ahor Martin Alon. That the din is, Ein Goizrim Tainis Alatzibor Barosh Chadoshim. Metchilu, you're not allowed to make a Tainis on Rosh Chodesh. The Yarmin Olov, we learned on this, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Zu Dibir Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir Shita. Sh'omah Mishum Rav Gamliel. That he said over the name of Rav Gamliel. Aber Chachomim Moimim, the Chachomim say though, Misane U'mashlim. No, you're allowed to fast, and you're allowed to be mashlim. It's even in the case that we had before, that Metchili, you don't make a tainus on Chanukah. But let's say the Tzibah, they had no Geshem, they had no rain for a long time, so they kaveyah to fast for the next 30 days. So they started to fast a few days before Chanukah. But Metchil, they decided to fast for 30 days. Then you're allowed to fast even during Chanukah, since the Tainus started before Chanukah. And we had before, Reb Meir learned, that even though you're allowed to fast, but the din is Ein Mashlimim. Those days of Chanukah, you're not allowed to finish the whole Tainus. That's what Reb Meir said over. So now we're saying, so Rav, Rav Yudah, Rav, Zu Divra Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's sheeta to say, that when you do have to fast on Chanukah, you can't finish the Tainus. And he said over the name of Rav Gamliel, no, you're allowed to fast in this case on Chanukah and Purim, in the case where you started to fast beforehand, and you made a gzera to fast for 30 days, so you're allowed to fast even during Purim. And when you have to fast then on Chanukah and Purim, you have to be mashlim. So the more my love akula doesn't mean on all the cases. So Drashi, my love, chachom akula kaimi, vein Chanukah Purim, vein Erev Shabbos, also to the case of Erev Shabbos. Since Rav learned Erev, this is the Loshin Chachomim, Mashma, we paskin like them. And they are saying what? That it is Mashlim. You're allowed to fast the whole day. So my love is going on all the cases, even on the case of Erev Shabbos, where the Tainus came out on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to fast the whole day, even into Shabbos. So the Mara Tayaloi, Achanakil Purim. No, maybe it's only going, you could be mashlin on Chanukah and Purim. If the Tainus comes out on Chanukah, since Chanukah is only midirabonin, so maybe you could be makel to fast on Chanukah and Purim. Mashenkin, when you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, since on Shabbos is a deraisa de gedin, or it's not also to fast midiraisa, but I call upon him, Shabbos is midiraisa, there's an inyan not to fast at all on Shabbos, maybe there you have to eat before Shabbos. So that Rav Paskin the Chum says, it's mashlim, so the morning it's only going to Chanukah and Purim. Since they're only midrabbanan, then we say once you fast the whole day. But it could be when the Tainus comes out on Erev Shabbos, there's a din you're not allowed to fast until Shabbos. You can't come into Shabbos when you're Masana. So the morning Hokkin Dami Mistab, it's a swirl like this also. These Sakotites, if you're going to tell me, Akulo, that Rav said the Chom say you could be mashlim, and all the cases. At the beginning of the Gemara, the Kaishala was, they asked this halacha to Rav Yehuda. Are you allowed to be mashlim? If you're fasting Friday, couldn't you be mashlim the whole day with the Tainus or not? And Rav Yehuda didn't answer back. Since this didn't know Rav Yehuda saying it over, so if Rav Yehuda is saying over the halacha is even on Erev Shabbos, how come it didn't answer before? Elamai Tzurai is not talking about Erev Shabbos over here. Here he only means Chanukah and Purim you're allowed to be mashlim. But about Erev Shabbos, we still don't know, it wouldn't be a raya. So the Gemara name, all the time, if that's Yisvarom, Ho de Dorish Mazlutra, Mishmei de Rav Huna, that's my Mazlutra, that's the name of Rav Huna, that halacha, Misano Mashlim, halacha, my sir is, you're allowed to fast the whole day if you want. If you're Makabo Tainus on Friday, or else a Tainus Tiba comes out on Friday, the dinner is, you're allowed to fast the whole day. Even though you're not eating before Shabbos, you're coming into Shabbos when you're still fasting, it's mutter. Rabbi Rav asked the Shiloh also from Rav Huna. V'loy poshet lein, they didn't answer it. Sakam over here, you're saying now, the darsh mazutra mishmed Rav Huna, that mazutra darshin in the name of Rav Huna, that Allah is pshit, it's mutter to be mashlim, and before we had that Rabbi asking for a shiloh from Rav Huna, and Rav Huna didn't answer. Elomai, what he got answer? Eloho mekane dishoma, v'hola bosa dishoma. And Echlami, when they asked him the shiloh at the beginning, he didn't hear the halacha yet. He was mesupik what the halacha is. But now that he's saying halacha misan mashim, after he heard this halacha, that the chobim say, you are allowed to be mashim. So I tell you, Hochinami, the same thing the Raya from our case also. Hol mekami dishoma, hol abosa dishoma. It wouldn't be any kashan, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda now is saying over the name of the chachamim that the din is misane umashtim. You're allowed to fast the whole day on Friday also. Aye, how come before in the Gemara, when they asked Rabbi Yehuda the shali didn't answer? The terrace was at that time he didn't know the locha yet. Now he's saying later on he heard the locha is that the chachamim say mashtim. So now he's saying the locha. So now this wouldn't be a raya to what Rabbi Yehuda holds. It could be Rabbi Yehuda saying all the cases is mashlim. You're allowed to finish the tainus, and that's the halacha taka. That's the Murphy of the Chayis. Dorish mazutra mishmei the Rav Huna halacha misanenu mashlim. Halacha is if you ever fast on Friday, the din is you're mashlim. You finish the whole tainus. Yes, the Tosis learns ilchus misanu mashlim pirish im yirtzel lahashlim deshori lahashlim. The boy you is sure the hashtem aloy. Teres learns of Adin, it's only shallow, are you allowed to finish the whole day? Because it's a sad to say you're not allowed to finish the whole Friday fasting and you're coming into Shabbos when you're still hungry. It's a bizarre for Shabbos. So everybody holds, if you want to eat before Shabbos, mashtem you're allowed to. Now the shallow is, if you want to be fast the whole day, you are allowed to be mashtem the whole day. And I think the loch is brought down as the chilek, if it's a tainus yochid or a tainus tiber. If it's a tainus that you're makabel upon yourself, then the dinner you shouldn't be mashlim. You should eat before Shabbos. But if it's a tiny sibo, like a sar potatoes comes out on Friday, then the dinner we are mashlim. That we're mashlim that we don't eat until we're makabel Shabbos first. We don't eat before Shabbos. Yehadin alecha b'chol marvin. Yehadin alecha b'chol marvin. Yizot mishnah. Misha tziyuhu nochrim. If goyim took you out on Shabbos yontet adu yitchum. Now we have before a dinner tchumim. That you can't walk more than Alpayim Amma out of your house, or else if you're in the middle of a city, you measure the Alpayim Amma from the last house out of the city. Where the boundary of the city ends, you have Alpayim Amma. But you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Amma. Let's say the Goyim picked you up on Shabbos and took you by Kor Chaboynes, they took you Chutz Tchum, they took you out to another city, far out. Or Ruach Ro. Or else you came a bit some Meshuga on Shabbos. Rashi learns a Ruach Ro. Shenichnas boy shade. A shade came into you. V'nitrafo daite, made you for tumult. If you don't have your clear mind. V'yotze chutzatchum. And you walked out of the chutzatchum. V'yachakach nishtatzfer. And then lady became normal again. The shade went out of you. V'arehu chutzatchum. And now lo maisa, on Shabbos, you find yourself chutzatchum. Is alocha ein lo el daladamas. You're only allowed to walk daladamas. That's alocha. Anytime you're outside your tchum, like a kenas, that's the din with Rabbonim, that once you are outside of the Tchum Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than Daladamas. The kenas, you have to stay set. You can't move. Can't go more than Daladamas. And the Chiddush is even B'yonis. Even though you didn't go out B'rotzen, the Goyim forced you, but I call upon them now that you're outside, the din is you can't move around more than Daladamas. Vayte Hechziru, let's say the Goyim pick you up and bring you back into the Tchum, then the din is Kilu Lo Yotza. It's as if you didn't go out at all, and you have mamish, yoho, or tchum, the way you had before. Strashech, siru, lotecha, tchum, the goyim carried you back, or else again, the shade came into you, you lost your mind, and you walked back in again, and then it became normal. So in such cases, it's kidu lo yotza. Strashev, a reikolo, irloi, kadaldamis. Now your whole city is like Daladamas, the same way you had before. If you're living in the middle of the city, we first measure the Alpayim Amma from outside the city. You have Alpayim Amma outside the city. Any way you want to, you could travel Alpayim Amma outside the city. But this is providing that both things were bonus. Zay you went out bonus, and Zay you came back bonus. But we'll see in the Gemara. If either one was Berotzen, then there's a Kanash, you don't get your din back of the original Tchum. So the Mishnah, not Hoylichu Liir Acheres. When the Goyim picked you up and carried you to another city, they put you down in another city. They didn't stop leave you out in the fields. They put you into another city. or else nasnu bedir. They put you into a corral where they have the behemoth. It's also mechitis all around it. Oy besohir, also a place where they keep animals. In the city, they have a permanent corral where they keep the animals. Is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, Imrim, Mahalach Eskula. You're allowed to walk all around in this place. In other words, even though the Reisha says you only have Dal Damis, that's if you're in an open place, you're in the fields. But let's say they put you inside a city, or inside a place that has mechitis all around you, so all the mechitis of the whole city is considered like Dal Damis. So you're allowed to walk around in this corral, or in this city you're allowed to walk around. Even though it's a new city now, but since that city like has mukefes mechitza, Rashi says here, l'icha d'yeracheres, v'rehi mukefes mechitzas. It has mechitzas around the city, so it's as if now the whole city is like Dal Damis to you. So it's mutter. Also, mukafin ve'kefin godl. They have mechitzas around them, and it's a very wide mechitzas. Is alocha mahalach es kula. Tohoyelu mukefes mechitzas, harehi kedal damas. As long as there are mechitzas around you, even though it's very wide, we look as if inside the mechitzas is like dal damas. And that's the din. You're allowed to walk dal damas. So here the dal damas are bigger. You can walk the whole dal damas. Even though your real tchum is a different city altogether, the goyim took you out of your tchum, but since they put you into a new place which has mechitzas around you, it's considered kedal damas. Abba zeh mishnah Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Akiva imrim. No, they hold the chumra. Ein lo el dal damas. No, even though the goyim now put you into a place that has mechitzas around there, or put you into a new city, still you only have dal damas, not more. About this wasn't your original tchum. This wasn't where you were kind of shvisa metchila. So the halacha is, any time you go out of your tchum, you only have dal damas and not more. Even if they put you into another place that has mechitzas. But the halacha is like the first man b'yomim, that you're allowed to walk bekula. So at the mishnah, ma'ase shebo mi palarandrasin, they came from this place. So Rashi learns as shem mokum, behefligo svinosa bayam, and the svina, the ship, went a little bit into the yam. Trashiva fliga means she kishehi misrachek misvasayam. When the ship starts to go away from the shore, when nechnestas liyam tsoin, it goes in the middle of the yam. Currently hafloga. That's loshen of hafloga. There is the ship started to take off on Shabbos. Loshen lazu she kovel l'shlusas hayam. Yeah. So the ma'isa what that the ship started to take off on Shabbos is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza ben Azaya hocholas kula. As the first of the case is that Metchilo, the person, thought he's going to stay B'yabosh on Shabbos. He was kind of Shvisa on the land. And then on Shabbos, he walked into the ship, Stam, just to sit there, just to rest there. Not Al Manasseh should take off. And then the ship took off. So now, Lamaisa, the ship is going Chutz to Tchum. So the Shalvish, you only have Dal Damas. Now, what about the ship itself? The ship itself is a wide ship. There's more than Dal Damas on the ship. But Avada, there has Mechitis around the ship. So do we consider now that since there are mechitzas around the ship, as if the whole ship is your dal damis, and you're allowed to walk all around the ship, or else no? But now you're going chutz l'tchum, you're going out of your tchum, you were kind of shvisa at shore in the house on the shore. And now you're outside the tchum, so you only have dal damis, even in the ship, you can only walk dal damis. That's the smachlekes. Is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, Hocho es Kuloi. He was mekel, no, you could walk around the whole thing. It's not worse than the Reshim. That it was boimis here. You didn't expect the ship to take off, and the ship took off. So it's as if the goyim put you in a mokum that has dal mechitzas around you. So you have a right to walk around bekula. So drashi hocha es kula. Hayimachem mechol asvino. The afa pisha asvino leches b'shabis. V'yotzachutz atchum. Even though the ship now went chutzatchum, heve kimi sheyotzachutz atchum v'nitem v'dir. It's as if the goyim picked you up and took you out of the tchum and put you down in the corral. Oy besoyim sheasvina mechitzas lo, because the svina, the ship, also has mechitzas. So you're in a place that has mechitzas. So in this mechitzas blies like your dal damis. So the mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva loizozu midal damis, but they didn't move out of the dal damis in the ship. She rotzu lahachmir latzman. They wanted to be machmir. So Rashi Gemara Meforish, exactly what does it mean rotzu lahachmir? Like is it mitzad adin or stam mitzad chumro? That the Gemara will explain. So the Mishnah, the Nochavaisa, Pa Machas Lenichnusul Nomel, At Shechashecha. The ship that was traveling a long time before, the whole week, and it came Friday, the ship did not reach ashore until it came nighttime, until it became Shabbos. and learn Nichnusul and Namal didn't come into the port yet, Achach Hashaych, until it became night, Shabbos. Is the Shalom, the Tchum is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, like Bein HaShemoshes, at the first second of Shabbos, wherever you are then, that's when you claim your Shvisa. That's when you have a din of, from that Mokim, you have a Tchum, Alpayim Amma further. So Shalom now is, where was the ship exactly by Bein HaShemoshes? To know you claim your Shvisa there. So the Chura, if you are Alpayim Amma out of the city, so now the ship is coming into the city on Shabbos, it's called Chutz Tchum. You should not be allowed to leave the ship. You only have Dal Damas, you can't go out. So that's the Shailam. That the ship came into port on Shabbos. Afshech HaShecha. And what's the halacha? Omru leder of Gamliel. Maranu leret. The yes of Gamliel, are we allowed to now on Shabbos go off the ship? Are we considered coming from Chutz L'Tchum that we only have Dal Damas, so we can't leave the ship or no? Omru lehem, he answered that.